This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Cyprus President Nikos Christodoulidis participated in a business roundtable bringing together key Indian and Cypriot entrepreneurs to explore new avenues of cooperation in trade, investment and innovation. Both leaders discussed ideas on how to strengthen the India-Cyprus business partnership with newer areas of engagement such as digital payments, shipping and emerging technologies identified and discussed. Significant business outcomes have emerged from the Prime Minister's visit to Cyprus. BAO Capital Partners Limited, a Cyprus-based alternative investment fund manager, has crossed a major milestone by securing commitments exceeding $100 million for its flagship fund focused on the Indian growth story. In another notable development, NSE International Exchange at Gift City has signed a memorandum of understanding with the Cyprus Stock Exchange to facilitate cross-border capital flows. Additionally, the National Payments Corporation of India, NPCI, has signed an MOU with Eurobank Cyprus to introduce UPI services in Cyprus, paving the way for seamless cross-border digital transactions. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Cyprus last evening on the first leg of his three-nation tour. He was warmly received at Larnaca International Airport by Cypriot President Nikos Christodoulidis. This marks the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to the country in over two decades. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit has filed this report.
Shortly after his arrival, Prime Minister travelled to Lamassos, where he received a rousing welcome from the Indian community. Prime Minister Modi and President Christodoulidis will hold formal bilateral talks in Nicosia, covering a wide range of areas including education, digital partnerships and regional security. Discussions will also touch on global developments such as the India-EU partnerships and the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor. The Prime Minister visit will conclude with an official lunch hosted in his honour at the Presidential Palace before his departure to Canada for the G7 Summit. Rajadurai, Akashvani News from Cyprus.
Home Minister Amit Shah reviewed the preparation for the forthcoming census with the Union Home Secretary and other senior officials in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Shah said in a social media post that the Gazette notification of the census will be issued today. The census will include caste enumeration for the first time. The Home Minister said as many as 34 lakh enumerators and supervisors and around 1.3 lakh census functionaries will conduct the operation with cutting-edge mobile digital gadgets. In the Ahmedabad plane crash in Gujarat, the process from DNA sampling to matching is going on continuously for 24 hours at Gandhinagar Forensic Science Laboratory. A total of 250 blood samples have been taken from the relatives of the passengers and local residents so far. Out of these, 62 DNA samples have been matched and 35 bodies have been handed over to the families of the deceased. Now, only samples of the relatives of three passengers are yet to be taken. These relatives are currently living in the United Kingdom and the samples will be given in the next 2 to 3 days. A day of state mourning has been declared in Gujarat today as a tribute to former Chief Minister Vijay Rupani. The last rites of late Vijay Rupani will be performed this evening with full state honours. The Embassy of India in Iran has issued an advisory saying all Indian nationals and persons of Indian origin in Iran are required to remain in touch with the embassy and avoid all unnecessary movements. The advisory was issued in view of the current situation in Iran. All Indian nationals and persons of Indian origin have been asked to follow embassy social media pages for updates. The emergency contact numbers are +989128109115 and +989128109109. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall on the west coast of the country. An orange alert has also been issued for several districts. In Maharashtra, administration has instructed NDRF and SDRF teams to remain on alert for any emergency situation. And that is the end of this news bulletin.